Good morning, everyone. It is Wednesday, April something. It's 5:51 in the morning. I have to be to work at 7 this morning, so it's going to be early. I think I went to bed. It was 12:30, still trying to study. And this response is for Acrobat. It's funny you should mention alcohol because they added so much to just the standard driver's license study guide. A whole chapter, as a matter of fact. Chapter 8, or no, 6, driving under the influence. Your blood alcohol concentration limit is 0.08%. And you can drive, it would be the amount of 12 ounces of beer, 5 ounces of wine, or 1.5 ounces of hard liquor contain the same amount of alcohol. And then it divides off into, if you're arrested for driving with the legal amount, 0.08, your privileges will be suspended for 6 months. If you refuse to submit to testing, your driving privileges will be suspended for 1 year. If you're a second offender within a 5-year period, your privileges will be suspended for 1 year. If you fail the test, or 3 years if you refuse to test. For CDL, you have the same amount of alcohol, and the blood alcohol concentration limit for a CDL holder operating a commercial motor vehicle is 0.04%. So it's half of what it is for a non-commercial vehicle. Any driver operating a CMV, which is a commercial motor vehicle, who refuses to submit to a blood alcohol test and submits to a test with the result in excess will be disqualified for 12 months. Any driver convicted of a DUI, which is driving under the influence, regardless of the blood alcohol concentration, will be disqualified for at least 12 months. If either violation above take place while transporting placard hazardous materials, the driver is disqualified for 3 years. A driver who commits 2 of the above violations arising from 2 or more incidences will be disqualified for life. And if, say, I go to work today and I had a drink before breakfast, and I had a random, meaning my name got pulled in the lottery and I had to go get tested, they would pull me out of service for 24 hours. And anyone convicted of driving a commercial motor vehicle with any amount of drug, substance, or compound resulting from unlawful use or consumption of cannabis listed in the Cannabis Control Act or controlled substance listed is disqualified for 12 months. And then in the regular standard driving test for a motor vehicle, it breaks it down into aggravated driving under the influences, which are the serious crimes, death, personal injury. Driving a school bus with children is an aggravated DUI. Driving on a suspended or a revoked license for DUI, reckless homicide, or leaving the scene. You basically get jail time, suspension, or your license revoked, and your vehicle will be seized. And you get charged with a Class 4 felony. So yeah, it's kind of intense stuff. And thanks for the luck, Acrobat. Laterness.